under the starry sky of the desert. From the very heart of evergreen forests. With the radiance of silver-colored sand. In the midst of proud mountains. Closer. Iran.
Hello, I am Mitra, an Iranian nature traveler. To know more about the wonders and beauties of magnificent Iran, keep me company. What is attractive to anyone in today's hectic world is that we Iranians have a part in our rich culture, which is called Pahlevani culture. I try to define this phrase for you, but believe me, there are many values in Iranian culture which are hard to define for others, since they are rooted in the rich history and culture of Iran. Let me say it in this way. Pahlevani culture grows people who are physically strong like a hero or a champion, but at the same time, this culture teaches these heroes to be humble, to have a gentle soul, strong will, and ethical and moral values. This culture is mostly practiced in a sports club called Zurkhane. And the sport which is practiced is called Bastani or Pahlevani sport. This sport is exclusively Iranian. By the way, I am at the subway. I'm going to visit Shahid Fahmide Zurkhane. Well, here we arrived. Pahlevani culture, beginning in ancient Iran, has affected all the nations and countries that once upon a time were part of this great land. Pahlevani culture and sport is an ancient sport rooted in the rich Iranian culture that connects the power of soul and body.
Pahlevani and Zurkhane rituals are one of those traditions which carry a rich ethical culture within. The name has been inscribed by UNESCO for ورزش پهلوانی, heroic sport, or ورزش باستانی, ancient sport, which refers to traditional wrestling or a system of athletics originally used to train Iranian warriors in Persia and the adjacent lands. It combines martial arts, calisthenics, strength training, and music, and pursues a state of spiritual peace and self-control in human's body and mind. Recognized by UNESCO as among the world's longest-running forms of such training, it fuses elements of pre-Islamic Iranian culture, which is clearly seen in Ferdowsi's versified Shahnameh, and later with Islam entering Iran with the spirituality of Shia Islam. Each element in Pahlevani sport represents the humbleness of the athletes doing the sport, their gentle soul, strong will, and powerful body. The ancient sport has been practiced as a means of training warriors for the battlefield since the Achaemenid Empire and was systematized as the sport we see today about 700 years ago. Here I am at Hasanabad Square of Tehran. There is not much left to the Zurkhane and I prefer to take a walk to my destination. There are a few blocks on the northern part of Parkeshahr. So, here it is. Let's go inside. Of this Zurkhane. The walls are decorated with pictures of athletes, holy places, verses, and war martyrs. ceremony has just started. The beginning of the ritual is marked by the murshid, or master, beating a goblet drum. The murshid is the highest rank in the zurkhane. He sits at the most elevated spot and sings religious tunes, heroic poems from Persian literature and verses of Noble Quran, or repeats names of Shia imams to pump up the athletes. Then the athletes enter the octagonal pit called the Goud, which is sunken around 1 meter into the floor of Zurkhane. Stone seats are built around the Goud for spectators. Athletes form a circle around a veteran athlete called the Miandar. Then they follow his lead. Zurkhane moves and tunes have an exclusive terminology, and the instruments used by the athletes symbolize ancient weapons. The three main instruments found in every Zurkhane are meals, wooden clubs that resemble war mixes, kapode, an iron rod with a hand grip on one side connected with chains on its ends, which symbolizes bows used in ancient war times, and sang, or enormous heavy panels that resemble shields. Sang literally means stone, and in the past they would be made of stone, but these days they are mainly made of heavy wood. Pahlavani culture can be a beneficent, good, and moral way for living in today's world that is in need of ethical and moral values for the betterment of human beings.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. What you heard was an IRIB English radio program.